Will it, won't it, wear it, where it won't, up, down, in and out, warm or cold, let's find out on the details. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the man that can answer the questions, Pat Pagano.
Well, we're hoping anyhow.
hey, as long as we get an inch or two region-wide, I don't care what happens after that because that means I win the bet this year.
You're definitely winning the bet.
Okay.
So, I can tell you that.
All right. Well, let's talk about the weather here, Pat.
Here we go. This is just like the nightmare beginning early for Pat.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, you know, sleepless nights and the whole bit. Already this morning I had to come in early or earlier because of this. And, you know, but until it's over, it's over. But in the meantime, today, sun and clouds, windy and cold, 35 to 40. Not terrible. Clear tonight, we're in the mid-teens. It clouds up Thursday. Snow comes in later in the afternoon. I'd say after 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mid-30s. The snow continues Thursday night, mixing with sleet, freezing rain. They even changed to freezing rain. And any wintry mix or rain will taper off Friday early, and then windy, 35 to 40. What do I think? I think at this point right now that accumulations will be 4+. That's what I'm thinking.
4+.
4+ across the area. And again, one of the things that bothers me is how quick the snow gets in here. So I'm saying snow later tomorrow. Gets in here sooner, we can get more. There is an array of output from the computer models. The least amount of snow given to us is by the North America model, which is giving us 5 inches. Next in line comes the Canadian model, which is giving us about 5.5. Then comes the Euro model, which is giving us 7. And lastly, the American GFS model, which is giving us 9.
All right.
So that is where they stand this morning. So if I wanted to buy that hook, line, sinker, of course, I'd tell you we have accumulations of 5 to 10 inches.
Yeah.
So I think at this point right now, before really, hitting a range and being specific, we're better off just telling you 4+. So if you get ready for a minimum of 4 or more, you're set. That's what you have to be ready for. Now, people have said to me, does that mean on the major roads too? Probably not. I'm thinking the major roads, whatever we forecast as far as a range, will be the lower on the range. So if we do forecast 4 to 8 inches, 4 inches more than likely would be major roadways, 8 inches would be secondary roads and grassy surfaces. That's my thinking, because the ground right now is cold, but, you know, the major roadways are still not where they would be during late December, January, February. So we shall see. If it comes down heavy, it doesn't matter. It'll accumulate, you know, as well as I do. And that will be the name of the game. It'll be tapering off and out of here by Friday afternoon. Saturday will be a fair day, and Sunday will feature some rain or snow showers. And the highs over the weekend will be in the 40s.
And what about the early next week?
Why do you care about that?
Because I missed New York 2 Tuesdays in a row.
I'm thinking along the lines that Monday is going to be fair and cold. This is long-range forecast, folks.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking it will be fair and cold on Tuesday. So I think you will definitely be in the city next week.
All right. And so I'm taking that this is going to be a wet snow. It'll start off as a dry snow and then turn into a wet snow?
That is correct. That is correct, because temperatures will be slowly rising. Slowly rising. So that's what will happen. And, a lot of people are, a lot of forecasters are stepping back this morning because they're saying, it is kind of early in the season. But, it is early in the season, but it's happened that way. I've seen El Nino winters. And you probably will back me up on this, Marshall, where we get hit with the biggest snows in November, and then the rest of the winter we get tiddly things, little tiddly things here and there. And our biggest snows came in the fall. You know, I've seen winters like that. Will this be the case? Probably not.
I just remember, and La Nina, El Nino, whatever you want to call it, nobody believed that October snowstorm, I think it was 7 or 8 years ago, nobody believed. The forecasters all came out and said it was going to be a very big snowstorm. Nobody believed it. I remember I was doing a football game, a Housatonic football game. It started to snow, and this is in October, folks. It started to snow at halftime. By the time the game was over, which is about 40 minutes later, there was already 1 to 2 inches of snow. By the time I packed up the equipment, was driving down the road to get back to Sharon, there was already about 3 to 4. And by the time I got to the station, there was already 4 inches of snow on the ground. Mm-hmm. Trees were already starting to come down. And that was in October. So if you get a pretty heavy snowfall that hits the ground and you don't have the full sun with the radiational heating, it can, especially now in November, it can add up quickly.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt. Yeah, no doubt about it. And in a pattern, and you know we've said this before, in a pattern such as this, the extremes are the norm. Right. So normally this would be an extreme, and we'd say, "Oh boy, this will be a record." But no, that's not the case anymore. Now you just have to expect this stuff. You have to expect it as early as November, and as late as April.
No, it's what we live in. It's what we live in. Whatever happens, it happens more intensely now.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt about it. So I'll be on my toes for that. No doubt about it. I'll be keeping you posted through the day today. I'm sure winter storm watches or warnings will go out by 5 o'clock today from the National Weather Service. They have not gone out yet, but I'm sure they will. So we'll have that to contend with, and we'll try to, you know, talk about all. But the good thing is that I don't believe any of you will have to worry about stepping out of doors tomorrow morning as far as any snow or ice. It's going to be cold, but you won't have to worry about any of that. However, coming home from work or school could be a much different story.
I'd be willing to bet you that school is either going to be, this is terrible, the way they've been doing this lately, though, is going to be either cut short tomorrow or possibly even canceled. Who knows? They've been very, 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 very leaning towards the ultra safety side, which I guess you can't complain, except, you know, when it goes afoul and everybody could have gotten home, parents kind of scratched their head. But we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Hey, when we were kids, there weren't such things as school buses. You walked to school.
No, there were school buses, but they were more like tanks back in our days.
Well, it's true too. But most of us walked to school, and 9 out of 10 times, if you had a 4 or 5 inch snowstorm, you were walking in 4 or 5 inches of snow.
Now, I took a school bus, and we still went in when it was snowing.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Never had to take a school. I was about 2 blocks away from the school, and we walked. I remember, I was a kid, but I remember the snow up to my knees, but that's probably only about 4 inches.
That's right. You were short. That's right. Okay.
So there you go. Right. Have a great, great day, and I will see you on the storm Thursday.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.